You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog.
You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Man Dog Pod Improv and Conversation Podcast. I'm Dan Lippert. I'm here with my co-host, Ryan Rosenberg. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Dan.
And we are here in person with our originally all Chicago friends, now two-thirds Chicago, one L.A. friend. Hey, Riddle Riddle, back again for the first time, all of us in person on mic for this podcast.
In the doghouse.
In the doghouse. That's what we call the backyard. Marin's got the cat ranch. We have the dog house.
Welcome to the dog house, y'all. We just minted that name.
Yeah, sorry. Is it the Chicago Bears D-line? Or who is that? Are the Oakland Raiders or something like that?
With
the
dog house?
Raiders. Chicago Raiders. Also has, there's a restaurant called Dog House, with H-A-U-S, right?
Oh, am the I crazy? Hot dog
the
place?
Hot dog place, yeah.
There's one
here, too,
on
right?
Olive in Burbank, yeah. For all you hot dog fans.
No, Bengals. Bengals?
Bengals to the dog house? Raiders, I think. They wear those masks and look scary.
The Browns.
Yes,
the Browns.
You're right. It's the
Browns. They wear dog heads.
Bengals or Tigers.
Yeah, and Doghouse also has corn dogs.
Yes.
Were we all still talking about that?
No, but it is near Wiener Schnitzel, and if you're going to one of the two, I'd be going to Wiener Schnitzel.
Okay. Okay.
That's JPC. Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing so great.
Happy to see you. And Adel. Hi, Adel.
Hello.
And Aaron.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm petting your dog. Is that okay?
Speaking of dog house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just the sweetest little dog.
Isn't she nice? She's kind of the mascot, I would say, of the pod. Maybe
she's
the reason.
She's on the logo. She's the reason for the podcast. We started to keep her alive because I wasn't going to buy her food using my salary.
I do love your show, and I think it is a very funny show, and I do think by far my favorite parts are when like Stella accidentally eats a cupcake, and everyone's like, oh, no! Stella ate a cupcake. We gotta fix this. Oh,
well,
no.
She went positively viral a couple weeks ago, and she took a big shit right in the middle of me and Ryan while we were recording
that
out here, and
rules.
We didn't notice it.
That rules.
I scream laughed at that video. I watched it 6 times.
It is easily the thing that has gotten the most attention from like all of our friends. Like friends who clearly don't listen to the show, which is fine. Were like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. And it's like, it's the only time it's ever happened.
That's outstanding.
Love to happen.
Some
again.
Of the best comedic timing I've ever seen. And the fact that it was a dog, I'm like, God damn it, you gotta respect it.
Yeah. It really makes improv feel useless. We're like doing our dumb little scene, and she's like, no, this is what's funny.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope it's as funny when I take a big shit on this podcast.
We'll see.
Improv-wise.
We'll let you know what the response is. And how do you feel after that huge, huge lunch?
Phew. I'm ready to fly.
Good.
Yeah, you ate an unreasonably huge lunch before we started recording.
He's just
eaten
sweating.
Since, Thai food yesterday.
I did watch him maybe an hour ago eat a piece of pumpkin bread. So.
That's true.
But just a piece of pumpkin bread.
Just a piece of pumpkin bread.
And
Dan, I know
it's
you had
eating.
A muffin today.
Oh,
or yesterday.
Oh, that's right. I was like, how the fuck do you know that? Because I texted my girlfriend to complain about the muffin.
Oh, yeah. She let me know.
And I was like, hang on.
She loves getting those.
Did I text you by accident? Well, that's what it's like to be with me is I'm pissed about a muffin.
Yes.
On a Monday.
On a Monday. But yes, you do know that. When you got here, Estella was less interested in greeting you because she found muffin crumbs on the ground.
Yeah.
And the reason there were crumbs on the ground is because I didn't like the muffin. And I threw it away, but some of them dropped.
So welcome to Man Dog Pod, the podcast where we air each other's dirty laundry about what we were doing an hour before the podcast.
Yeah. Now, y'all, at least Adel, I don't know how many meals you had together, but you've been on quite an international meal tour, I'm realizing here. You had Korean, you had Thai.
I had Korean again.
Italian.
I had Italian with you guys at La Pergoletta.
That's right.
Which was phenomenal.
It was really good, wasn't it?
Just had Middle Eastern, so... Just need some South American and I'm set.
Yeah.
At the airport, I'll grab some.
The airport's where to do that.
And I've been here for the exact same amount of time as Adel. I went to the same bagel place 4 times. And today, this morning when I went there, the lady said, see you tomorrow. And I did not have the heart to tell her because I was like, honestly, if I was here tomorrow, I would be back and I would get the exact same thing.
Which place?
It's called Maggie's Donuts. It was in Koreatown. And it had they had fucking bagel egg and cheese sandwiches that were delicious. Just absolutely divine.
The LA Donut Shop. It's a real institution.
I know. It was a place that had
donuts.
It had like
when you're here, you're donuts.
Donuts, bagel sandwiches, boba tea, cigarettes, lottery scratchers. Mm-hmm. You could buy NyQuil. It was just like
the essentials.
It was a pharmacy.
It truly was an essential shop, and it was wonderful.
Big lizard right behind us.
You gotta call out the lizard.
Oh wow. Take a shit. Please take a shit. Please take a shit. Please take a shit. Come on, make us famous.
I thought those were just a Florida thing, and then I moved here, and I was like, what the fuck?
You thought lizards were?
Well, those kind. Because those are not just
those,
everywhere.
Like, anoles or whatever?
You're not going to see those in the Midwest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's a warm place thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked to see them here.
What are the animals you're seeing in the Midwest? You get deer? Not in the city.
Yeah.
We do get deer in the city.
Yeah.
We get some...
What are they, cross the street?
We get some coyotes.
Coyotes in the city. Yeah.
We get a lot of... down central Illinois, you get a lot of bobcats.
Yeah. Mm.
In my neighborhood in Andersonville, it was all bunnies.
Bunnies. Especially right now. Spring and summer is like bunny spawning season in Chicago.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's also really great if you have a dog with a hyperactive prey drive because then a 10-minute walk turns into a 40-minute nightmare.
Oh, God, yeah.
She will try to kill every fucking bunny in the city. Yeah.
I feel like the animals in the Midwest are boring enough that anytime I've been with any person in the Midwest driving, somebody in a car will always be like, horse, like... It's an event to see a horse on the side of the road. Yeah. That's how boring our wildlife is.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of wildlife, Stella's barking.
Hell yeah. Get him, Stella.
Tucson, I think you kind of know, but you don't really know how wild the animals are in Tucson until you bring an outsider. And it's like...
Right. I went and I felt it. I was like, oh, we're in the desert. There shouldn't even be buildings here, really. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, there's like snakes and hogs.
Do you got the armadillos?
That's crazy.
That's more Texas. My first armadillo I ever saw was in Georgia at Drew's place.
Mm.
And I don't like them. I don't like any...
You don't like anything that protects itself.
With protection,
Mm-hmm. You want those soft pink bellies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And then I go...
Even to a wild animal, you do that.
You got to, yeah.
That's how you calm them. Show them you're not a threat.
Yeah.
Right. I saw a pretty cool animal video today. We're really just tangentially moving forward here. I saw a cool animal video where a hippo came up on a couple of lions that were trying to cross a stream, but they were like swimming, so they were slow and not good at it. And the hippo just starts booking it, and they get really scared. And the hippo almost like crunches Pac-Man. A lion in half. Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the lion gets away. And then they move on to land, and then all of a sudden the lion is the hunter, and the hippo is like, ooh, I gotta get back in the water.
Wow.
It was like a cool little nature piece.
Damn.
And do you find the winner at the end, or? Yeah.
It was kind of a stalemate. They both went hungry, I think.
You almost perfectly describe Pac-Man when Pac-Man eats a pellet, and then when the pellet goes away and the ghosts are like, who's got the upper hand now?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Nature, you know?
I feel like we should be taught to fear hippos earlier in life because I was more scared.
Why? Because they're around a lot.
Yeah. Well, I feel like growing up, lions aren't around, but you fear lions. Like as a kid, up until I was like 20, I was terrified of lions, and then I realized hippos were the real terror of the animal kingdom.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'd say you'd have to worry about neither.
Yeah. What about quicksand?
I think my brain was broken because I was never afraid of big cats. Like I see one and I immediately want to fall asleep on one of its big paws.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I don't, I my brain's broken. I need to be more afraid of lions. And
I kind of feel the same way where it's like, yeah, but if I'm nice to them, they'll be nice back. But I don't know. I don't think so.
I went to a big cat sanctuary in Indiana. You know, I guess like Tiger King made it like popular, but there like are people that will like buy lions and keep them in like studio apartments and shit. And this was a rescue organization. Florida and stuff. This is a rescue organization that would take those from people that were not taking care of them and then give them like a space.
Right.
And it was cool. It was cool to like walk around in the enclosures. And I watched a guy get absolutely sprayed with piss because they were like, if the big cat turns its back on you, get out of the way. because they mark trees and they try to get as high as they can, and they will just drench spray you with piss. Oh. Like, it was like a power washer, and a guy was not like paying any attention, and the cat turned its back and just like instantly hosed him. And then they had like t-shirts in the gift shop that were like, "I got sprayed by the big cat."
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, I want that so badly.
So it like happens to people kind of often enough that like
there's merch.
There's merch, and they warned you because everyone else was like, "Oh, we all know what that means because we were paying attention to it." Yeah.
Right. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be looking for that t-shirt on eBay the rest of the hour. That will be mine. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I actually do need to go. I'm not going to be able to hear a word you guys say until I own that t-shirt.
Hey, I couldn't help but notice your shirt. Sorry to stop you.
Oh, yeah. This whole thing?
Yeah. I work down the at the end of the office. I'm in the accounting department. I don't think we met. I'm
right. Hi, I'm Kim. It's Casual Friday, so I figured I get to wear whatever I want. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Even I'm accounting, not HR, so it's not a big deal. But it's funny. I it's a great shirt, and you know, you see them around on people, and I just want to make sure you're not a poser.
Oh, okay.
Like, is this a vintage, you know, you got it at a store, or did you get pissed on by the big cat for real?
So when you see people wearing band t-shirts, are you also the kind of guy who goes like, do you actually know who that band is?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know if you know Dave, but he couldn't name 8 Led Zeppelin albums.
Well, I feel like one is enough to know to wear the t-shirt.
Led Zeppelin? No number. Led Zeppelin 2, Led Zeppelin 3.
You're going to run out of the number one soon.
Houses of the Holy.
Yeah.
Graffiti.
Okay.
He doesn't have it, dude.
Best of Led Zeppelin.
Okay. Are we counting best ofs?
I'm not.
For sake of continuing this meeting, I think we should count the best ofs.
Okay. We're counting that before In Through the Outdoor.
And sorry, could you get to who's getting fired? And then maybe we can come back to this.
It's looking like Dave right now. Poser ass.
So your question is, did I actually get sprayed by the big cat?
I just want to. It affects how you and I interact. Do you know what I mean? Like, for example, if I was wearing a purple heart, you would say, you know, thank you for your service.
Yeah, of course.
But then if you found out I didn't actually get injured in war,
right,
you would think I was doing the whatever that thing is called that people do, stolen valor.
Yeah, I think you were a psychopath. But if I'm wearing this, like, this could be my friend's t-shirt.
Well, no, because I actually have a really good friend who got sick from getting peed on by a big cat.
Okay.
And it was really traumatizing, and so I wouldn't want someone to pretend.
Okay, well, I bet you're wondering how I lost all of... Oh.
Yeah, no, I'm doing okay. Thanks for checking in on me, man.
Yeah, how you doing?
I know
you
said just drank a lot of the pee.
Yeah, you did.
It must have, like, a chemical in it or something.
Yeah.
Because I'm feeling really green. I look green?
You look like the... Do you want the honest answer?
Yeah.
You look like the pukey emoji. The one.
Oh, God. I feel like the pukey emoji.
I'm so sorry.
I feel like the pissy emoji.
Hey.
They should have one.
I'll tell you this right now. Your memory will always stay strong with me. And you're going to make it through this. I shouldn't jump to that.
We're here to say goodbye to Philippa. I'm sorry. It's not funny. He is dead.
Why are you laughing then? My husband is dead.
I know, but it's just, you know what happened before he, you know why he died.
Yeah, I was there. It was horrible.
No, I'm just saying.
He drank
it's
all
natural.
That pee.
I'm just trying to be natural.
Okay.
I mean, Mom, come on.
Don't.
It wasn't not funny.
Don't you start.
He's got a point, Mom.
Philip was in the piss ward of the hospital for 3 weeks. Sorry, I never knew hospitals had a piss ward. You learn something new every day. How are you doing, bud?
I'm so sad about my dad.
He's crashing. I think he drank over 3 gallons.
My husband. Can you save him?
Everybody, move out of the way. Grab the tube. We need to suck it all out of his body.
Are there any doctors who aren't laughing?
Please. Let's see.
Thank you. Man. Great. Wow. I'm so happy when people edit. Oh, it's nice. Like the nicest thing ever.
Anyone who's familiar with our podcast is like, wow, a scene's been going on for 4 minutes. They must really have something.
To me, that's like my love language is you edit scenes. It's like, oh, thank you so much.
Ooh, I was working hard.
Leave them wanting more.
That's right. What was I
now? How long
about?
Were you guys out here in California? It's June in California.
Yeah,
pretty nice.
Four days. Yeah.
What? How do you feel? Do you feel changed?
I mean, the weather here is truly just next level pleasant. It is just just very, very pleasant.
I do think whatever rejuvenation the weather provided me this trip, the traffic took away. Oh, so yeah. I feel like it's an even
right.
Did yeah. you were you moving from area to area a lot too?
Quite a lot of Ubers and a lot of JPC was driving, but yeah, the roads and the traffic and everything is just bonkers. It's absolutely bonkers. Yeah. Like there seems to be no rhyme or reason to this grid, to this layout.
Well, yeah, it's created by the industry to make it awful.
Mm-hmm.
I just started David Byrne's book on like bicycling. I don't know if you know about it. I just like saw it in a store and I was like, this might be nice. And it starts out, you feel like a little aspirational because he like bicycles through every city he ever visits and he's constantly traveling. But then pretty quickly his thoughts as he's biking through different cities. And so far, every American city, it's basically like, this city is ruined by industry. Mm-hmm. It's really depressing. And it's like, the book's just making me sad. I'm waiting for the aspirational part.
That is so fun because literally every city that I go to and visit in the United States, one of my very first thoughts is like, oh, we are so close to full societal collapse. Like the collapse is imminent.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's not a city that I go to where I'm like, finally, the right one. The one that like really saves it for me.
This one feels healthy.
This one's got the right idea.
I remember in like sophomore year of high school, they did this thing that was like, it's a thought experiment or whatever you would call it, or like a story about like, I came upon an alien society and these aliens like had, you know, separate quality of living based on who was born where and what they looked like and all this stuff. And it's like, The aliens were us, mm-hmm. and this was
and then
American
all the students
society.
Applaud and go, wow.
They're like, we knew on like page 10. Like, you didn't have to do the big reveal on page 200. Like, we got it.
Some aliens had very big dicks, but some were smaller.
A lot of the aliens believed that the bagel was about the water, which is why the bagels taste different in one alien city and another.
And some aliens' wives left certain aliens for other aliens with the bigger dicks.
Oh, we're back to that again.
Karen.
You tried to distract yourself with the bagels, but you came back. but I do, go ahead.
No, please.
I do think of that every time I like, because you get so used to the way our society is.
Yeah.
Awful. And then you think of it from like an outside lens of like history in 300 years. And it sucks.
It's a hard thing because I agree with you on like the society feeling awful, but I still want to feel like life is wonderful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, how do you reconcile the two? You know what I mean?
Because
to be alive is a gift, right? Mm-hmm, like, I don't want to be dead right now, so I guess I'm choosing life.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, how can I not be so negative about it all the time?
Well, for me, and I think that it's like, it's one thing to look around at like just the world and be like, whoa, really bad place. But then the other side of that is even like being in LA, I saw a bunch of friends I hadn't seen in a while, like had a really, really nice time like socializing and talking to people. And it's like, oh yeah, like, on an individual day-to-day basis, there's a lot of, like, really green grass to, you know, view in this way.
Yeah.
And it's just like, because it's true, if you just think about the way the world is all day, you're going to have a really bad day.
Yeah.
What helps for me is, like, my gratitude being about smaller and smaller things. Like, the color blue is really cool. Or like that. I love the smell of garlic and onion. Like, that rocks. Like, having to, like, find anything that's working and be like, that's worth it. I'll live for the color blue, yeah.
To farm that garlic and onion, the water table in California is constantly...
Dude, please, no.
Both things are true.
I have two
and
things I like.
It's
blue and then smell. Don't ruin it.
Well, the lead singer of Eiffel 65 just got me too. So blue is out.
There's also a
lot
of that.
Seem fine, by the way. You have onions and blue, and you're going to be okay.
Yeah, that's my whole list. And I'm like, oh, God. Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of that in California, too, that I was noticing just on, like, we kept driving by this, like, bench like advertisement that was like 1 in 7 gallons of gas in California comes from the Amazon rainforest. And I was like,
What do I do with this information? Like, yeah. I truly don't think that I can stop this. Like, I don't think that I could do anything about this. Right. It just is here to make me sad, I guess.
Yeah.
And then it's like, yeah, go to like help.org to figure this out. And it's like, I'm not going there.
Yeah, that's the other truth. It's like, I'm not going to help.org. Yeah.
Thanks for coming in today to this focus group. Normally, we consult experts on problems, but we thought we'd try something new. Just four regular guys coming in. So I just want to run some of the world's problems by you and see what
this
regular
folks
think. This
is a great idea, by the way.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm this so glad to hear
idea.
That.
This is such a great idea. Yeah. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, we found you because you tend to talk a lot at parties.
Nice.
You love to let your ideas be known. So we did some research and we found you guys. So thank you for being
genius.
Here.
Yeah, really smart.
Okay, so...
So should I take over, or are you running it?
Well, oh, my God.
I assumed I was running it.
Whatever.
I already have a favorite. Okay. Knew it would be you. Excellent. Let's talk gas prices. How do we fix it?
Starting there.
Oof.
It's a tough one.
Well, I tell you what, they got to lower them.
Yeah.
And big oil is constantly making money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I invested... a lot in some pretty volatile markets, and I lost it all. And meanwhile, big oil, we got to stop big oil.
Oh yeah, and I agree to piggyback off that. I agree with Shaquille O'Neal, where instead of filling up your tank, just get like $10 worth of gas.
Yes, I saw.
And
this.
Then the next time you need more gas, get like $10 worth of gas.
Yep,
and that adds up.
Because you're never getting $100 worth of gas.
No, yeah. That adds up.
Yeah, I
so
agree.
Just piecemeal.
Well, and I also think the stuff that Elon's doing is great.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The stuff that Elon's doing is awesome.
You get that a lot.
I've divested from gas, and I'm full into Tesla. I got the battery in my house.
For sure.
I got the battery in my car. I have new shoes coming soon that will charge everything.
Well, great. This transitions awesome. Well. Yeah. Do you think billionaires should exist? Should we stop that, or are we good?
Yeah, because I'm going to be one day.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
The right ones should exist.
And also, I don't know if we were keeping track, but I didn't get to say my thing about the gas.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
Can we backtrack?
Yeah, not to backtrack, but, I mean, look, I know it's going to be hard to do, but it seems like a lot of this stuff comes from the fact that there's a lot of turmoil in the Middle East. If America could just make that one country, stamp an American flag on that, and then just have it all be one.
And then we can control the turmoil.
And then we don't have to learn all the stuff that we have to learn, right?
Exactly. Putin is tough. Yeah. I think Putin is looking tough these days.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That you was my
Biden,
next question.
You
are
Biden
just rolling through
and
these.
Putin in a boxing match?
Uh-huh.
No way. No way Biden goes 9 rounds with Putin.
No. And
no
bring
way.
Back MTV's, what was that claymation boxing match they used to
Celebrity
do?
Celebrity Deathmatch.
Celebrity Deathmatch.
I knew it.
I knew it too. Celebrity Deathmatch.
Celebrity Deathmatch.
You guys, I didn't even watch the halftime shows. I was all on Celebrity Deathmatch. You guys think
so
you like it more than me?
That's what's missing in our culture right now.
Free Subway sandwiches. We just needed you to say Celebrity Deathmatch. You said the secret password, and just a bonus to what you're already being paid.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Foot long or 6-inch?
Foot long, baby.
Yeah. I'm so ready to be mad at you.
Wait. Do exclusions apply or can I do meatball? Do
you can do meatball, baby.
Okay.
Yeah. This is a good organization.
Chicken teriyaki on top?
And I shouldn't tell you this, but you guys just need to say some more secret words and you get more perks. So what would like guys like you say?
Okay.
Well, you know what? I'm actually curious about a woman's opinion on this.
Me too.
Oh, no.
Deducted.
Guys like you don't say stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, never mind. I meant...
Body wash.
I meant, speaking of which, there aren't enough cool body washes that don't make me feel like a girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've got Harry's.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
We've got Gentleman Jack's.
Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool.
Axe. Awesome.
Awesome.
But
Old Spice.
Which ones make you feel like a girl?
My problem is my loofah makes me feel gay.
Yes.
How do I? Don't you think? Because it's too soft.
It feels like a man's hand.
I have solved that.
It feels like a working man's calloused hand on my back.
I have solved that.
And the flavors of the body wash, and I said flavors.
You
should be able to drink it.
And I said flavors.
You should be able to drink it. I'm going to need you to slow down. Working man's calloused hand on your back.
A loofah feels like a working man's calloused hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A nice little tongue twister. Yeah. And the flavors need to stop being stuff like Blue Lagoon.
Yeah. And you're eating this body wash?
Well, no.
A little gets in your mouth.
A little gets in your mouth.
My thing is, what about Mai Tai as a flavor?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Or beer.
I would love a zombie. I would love a zombie flavor.
Edible body wash. Got it.
That's great.
Well, then, no, that's redundant.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Just body wash.
Just body wash.
Just body wash better flavor. And they set this room on fire. But thanks so much for coming.
You're going to set it on fire?
Ooh.
I could put that out.
I could put that out.
I was almost a fireman, but I couldn't get down
there. Let's see who could be higher.
You wouldn't believe what I've stopped, drop, and rolled out before. I could stop, drop, and roll out anything.
I brought grill tongs, by the way. I'm not sure if that's going to be necessary.
Oh, that would make
sense. I got some of the car.
Are those Home Depots?
Oh, yeah. These are Home Depots.
Oh, are those Ryobis?
These are Ryobis.
Oh, man.
What about Ryobi as a brand? I think Ryobi is so funny.
Is that Ryobi?
My favorite part about all the like Home Depot brands is that they all have like their own color palette that is their like right. If you see that green, you're like, that's Ryobi for sure.
Absolutely.
Black and Decker got the orange and black.
Yeah, the branding is like so tight.
And it's like there's no competition. You don't see anybody else popping into Ryobi's colors.
Mm-mm. Speaking of things that I love, the smell of Home Depot makes me so happy. Yeah. Smell of Lowe's.
Wood grain or what?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I wish they had like a lounge area. I
wish I said that out loud.
I just want like a nice
little area.
And where did the hot dogs go? Not quite what you were saying.
Yeah, similar sentiment though.
Put in a lounge and bring back the hot dogs. You got a whole new slice of the pie opened up in my mind.
The one on
kids are excited to go then.
Really?
Chicago.
You want kids wanting to run errands with their parents at a Home Depot.
Yes.
Bring back the hot dogs, add a little lounge area, and then kids are happy to be there.
If you're doing a project, if you're me, you're at Home Depot like 15 times.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just can't bring myself to look at what I need. It's like, oh yeah, I think I know what a nut looks like. And then I go, it's like 400 nuts. I'm like, I think this is the size. I bring it back and it's like, nope, way up. I have a fucking window screen over there that I just like, I was like, yeah, here's the measurements. And then I tried to put it in. I was like, nope. No, it wasn't.
I did that where I was buying something and I was like, there's like a nail kit or something for hanging something. I'm like, I have all those that at home. And I got home. All I had was one box of like 500 thumbtacks. And I'm like, I have nothing.
I just knew I had a box and I saw a lot of things in it.
I don't want to be ageist with this, but my Home Depot strategy, my like Home Depot, this has never steered me wrong, is go and find the oldest person working at Home Depot. Because a lot of times, like, it's been my experience that it's like, just like a retired contractor or someone who just like needs something to do with their time, and then just ask them if they will show you around the store and tell you what you need.
That's
because
smart.
And
they love doing it.
They fucking
That's
love
a great
doing
idea.
It. I asked a guy once, I was like, hey, where are the extension cords? And he was like, what's your project? And then I ended up with like a cart full of stuff that I truly needed. Like I could not have gone home and done the job with what I had.
They really know their stuff there at Lowe's and Home Depot. Lowe's especially. I go in and they have like great opinions about paint. I'm refurbishing a table in my backyard and they told me everything I needed to know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Every time we have to go to either Home Depot or Lowe's, my wife and I are like Googling like which one is the one that's anti-gay. And
then we're
like, it turns out they're both not great on anything. But on anything. Especially just like labor issues. But we're like, we just have to go to the less evil, huge appliance, you know, home goods store.
I mean,
they're all bad.
Per that little satire scene we just did.
What? Satire? That was not.
We're not like that.
Oh, we do scenes
really?
In this, yeah.
I feel like if you are a multinational conglomerate, you're anti anything progressive.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bummer, but I just don't know. Any, like, Costco, I think, is the only good one that you ever hear about.
Mm-hmm. I also, in my brain, I trick myself by being like, Costco don't make them wear uniforms. That's got to be good enough. Like, I have to draw the line somewhere. They don't have to wear the uniforms. So
I like the color blue, and they don't have to wear the uniforms. I'll live another day.
And I think they have onions.
Fight
and
another battle.
Yeah,
oh, Costco's got onions and garlic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah.
Costco does make me feel like young again. Also, like, when you're a kid, it feels like, whoa, this is like everything that exists in the world. Yeah. You know what I mean? It just feels so big. And they have like couches to food to TV, you know, whatever it is. And it just feels like, I don't know, I guess it brings me comfort.
I think the only thing that makes me feel young again, which is sad, is like new novelty candy. Like because I remember when I was a kid, there was like, do you remember Airheads or Warheads, Airheads, Crybabies, Tearjerkers? There's all this candy that was like basically punishment or there was like a skeleton bones candy where it's like a skeleton and you have to put it together and it's all edible bones.
Oh, that's fine.
That made me feel so happy. And then so as an adult, when I see there's candy where it's like a little paint set and you put edible paint on taffy or something.
Oh.
Like, that makes me feel so happy and young again of, like, they're still making weird-ass shit for kids.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Right.
You looking at the malted milk balls?
Yeah, are those Whoppers?
What's your project?
Oh, I'm hungry.
All right, I mean, it's a candy store. We're all hungry. What's your project?
I guess I'm trying to get my kid to like dessert.
You got a boy?
To like dessert.
You got a little girl? You got a kid at home?
I got one of each.
Okay, okay. How old?
I didn't ask for help. I was just browsing the candy.
I'm Jim.
Oh, Jim. Yep. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
G-Y-J-I?
G-Y. Like the class.
Okay.
How old, you said? 9 and 7?
I didn't say, but you're dead on.
Dead on? Yeah. I have a sense about you.
Huh.
35?
I am 30. Well, yeah, 36 tomorrow, 35 right now.
Okay. 9 and 7, beautiful age. 9 for the boy, 7 for the girl.
Yes.
You're looking at Whoppers.
Have we met before?
I'm Jim.
Okay.
I would never forget a face. Dennis?
Okay. Yes.
Yep, Dennis.
Am I wearing a name tag?
No, you're Dennis, huh?
I guess I'm just wearing my heart on my sleeve. Yeah, I'm looking. So my son doesn't like dessert. I'm trying to ease him in with some flavors and some textures that
kids
he might enjoy.
Days. Kids these days.
What about them?
They don't like dessert.
Oh, my daughter loves dessert.
Well, kids those days, she's 7.
Yeah, and he's 9.
He's
so.
9. Kids these days, kids those days.
I don't, okay. Do you
okay.
Have, I'm being rude. Do you have kids?
I have a whole mess of kids. I got kids peppered all throughout this great land.
Okay. A mess. So this is like a cheaper by the dozen situation?
No. I started a lot of second and third families.
Oh, it's a Brady Bunch situation.
No. They didn't know about each other.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like two families married in. I lived a whole life before
secret
this.
Secret families.
Secret families, yes. Okay. I was a traveling salesman for many years, and I've had to make a lot of amends, but I was a bad person, and I had to come to terms with that, and now I love all of my kids, and I do my best to take care of them.
Can you name them oldest to youngest?
I have a song that helps me remember.
I knew it. There's something, there's a twinkle in your eye.
Well, there's Devin and Devin and Devin and Devin and Devin.
I started a bunch of second families. It's so funny.
All
by definition, they can't
be
all second families.
The one thing that happened to this country when the economy just took an absolute downturn is we did away with the concept of second and third families, which I feel like were a huge thing just 50, 60 years
ago. I think I told you guys
ago.
This, that my great-grandfather had a bunch of families,
yeah.
Secret families.
Yeah.
And he was so charming that when he got like taken to court by the state, all of his wives went in going like, yeah, he left me with 4 kids in 1950, but dang, his smile.
Wow.
Let him go free.
Wow.
And he named all of his sons Norman in every family.
So it was a Devin situation?
It was a real Devin situation.
I did not know that part of the story.
Yeah, so.
That's disgusting.
I'm not insane. So growing up, I met so many old men by
taking a hard stand.
So my mom was like, this is Norman. I'd be like, why? There's so many Norman, Mom.
Sat through all the second family stuff and was like, Norman, over the line.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh my God, he just doesn't want to have to remember a second son's name. They're just all Norman, so he can always be right.
It made it a nightmare because my like aunts and uncle were so lazy about it because it was Norman, other Norman, and then other Norman.
No.
And I never knew who the fuck they were talking about.
Are you serious?
Yeah, crazy.
That's wild. That's so wild.
Good for him, though.
I do feel like you say it's a thing in the past. I feel like I keep hearing stories about it. Maybe it's like not happening with people our generation.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It
it's
is
like
economic, right? Nobody
thing.
Like could even afford to fuck off to another family.
Yeah,
how do you get away with that with the internet?
Right.
I just don't think it's... I mean, it's got to be an older generation thing, right? It's just like it feels... probably for the best that that's not a thing that happens a lot anymore. But also, like, it felt like now everything's so interconnected that maybe at one point you could just, like, drive from Indianapolis to Cincinnati and have another family, and there was no way they'd ever find out about each other.
Yeah.
I feel like you could do it across town. Like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not even really, like, landlines everywhere. It's like, how are you going to find anybody? You know what I mean?
It just has to be a different school district, and you're all set.
Right.
You're telling your friend this, and you're fucking blowing his mind, because he's like, I've been doing 3-hour commutes, and I could have been doing 45 minutes across town? What am I doing?
I just got distracted because I was watching Stella eat something she's not supposed to eat. But I'll stop talking because
well,
lost my
you know
of
what?
Thought.
Maybe she comes over here and she lays a nasty.
That's
shit
what we're hoping for, isn't it?
We really hope so. Our best episode yet.
I just can't have her puking on my damn bed again.
Yeah, I mean, even a dog should know not to do that, right? Because they got to sleep there.
That's right.
She doesn't want to puke in her own bed.
Yeah.
My dog will eat anything, like anything. It's horrible.
It's biologically, it's like you should be dead. Like, what is this instinct? Especially when she was a puppy, we couldn't let her outside without watching her because she would just like immediately get sick from whatever she found the worst thing to eat.
I wonder if a wild dog is better at that because all they get is kibble.
Right.
So they're like, I don't know what food is good or not. I'm only fed plastic or whatever. You know what I mean?
There's probably some genetic code that gets passed down of like, don't eat these mushrooms or don't eat this thing. I feel like, right?
I got my dog when she was 3 months old. And when she was like about 4 months, she got real sick with like Giardia, which is a sickness that dogs get.
Oh, I love putting that on hot dogs. A little Giardia.
She was like very sick and I took her on a walk and she stopped to dig a hole and puke in the hole and then tried to like cover the hole. And I was like,
oh, shame puke. That's so sad.
How do you know to do that? Like, why? Like, what about you at 4 months old? How is that like hardwired into like, oh, you know what I should do is I should bury this in the ground.
So that nobody can like smell that I puked around here.
And she's like, never seen an example of that, obviously. Unless you do that.
Yeah. I would love to just talk about anything else right now. But I don't know. How do I change it?
I can't believe I brought this up. I can't believe I brought this on myself. I brought up my deepest, darkest secret.
So what I do at home is I take a shit and then I go to the sink and fill it up with water and then put the water in the toilet. And then I flush. I'm normal, right? Yeah, like everybody. Yeah.
No, that's bad. I feel so lucky that I'm not a big puker. I have a lot of pukers in my life, but
what was that?
I'm a lucky man. I got a lot of pukers in my life.
I got a lot of pukers in my life, but I'm not a big one. I haven't thrown up. I might jinx it, but I think in like 6 or 7 years.
Whoa. Congrats.
Thank you.
You know, I was telling you guys a story just the other night about me throwing up at the gym. Because I had only taken vitamins in the morning and some water, and then I worked out too hard and I threw up. Guess what almost happened this morning?
Same exact thing?
Yes. I had vitamins and water and went to the gym, and I was like, maybe I should just like eat a piece of toast on the way out the door. And I was like, I don't have time. Surely it's not going to happen again. I just won't go as hard. And then it almost happened, and then I was like, okay, I need to go home.
What's your workout that you're... exerting yourself so hard you're barfing?
I run as fast as I can and scream as loud as I can at the same time.
And then I spin.
I find the biggest guy at the gym, I say, hit me as hard as you can in the stomach.
Well, Houdini. You pull Houdini.
Yeah, I Houdini.
You're mostly arms. You're doing arm workouts?
When I threw up, I was doing like squats and like kettlebell stuff. Ooh, so yeah, that's kind of heavier.
The squats will do it for sure.
Yeah. I heard that it elicits like a hormonal response is why. So it makes your body kind of freak out.
I don't know why. I when I was a kid, I could not like one pill in my mouth. I would have the hardest time swallowing. I just could not do it. Mm-hmm. I drink like full 8 ounce glasses of water just to swallow one pill. But now I take a handful of pills.
Yes.
And I could dry swallow them if I needed to.
And I told you before, those are runts.
Look, they are working. I have so much energy in the morning and then I crash 15 minutes later.
I was at, this is so dumb, but runts just made me think of it. I was at Top Gun last week. And I
Incredible propaganda. Ooh.
It's a wonderful movie.
So good.
It is so fun. But I thought I smelled dots in the theater. Y'all ever had dots?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And I was like, I'm going to go see if they have dots here. And I like left the movie to check.
Was it like a sense memory that hit you? Or
yeah,
because
that used to be in like middle school in my theater. Order.
Yeah. We had chuckles.
I don't know chuckles.
Okay. They're basically like fat dots.
Fat dots? Dots are fat.
So they are obese dots.
Does dots...
Morbidly.
Never mind.
Does dots...
I was going to say...
You don't want to talk about it?
What's the other thing that's like looks like a dot but has a sugar on the outside?
Oh, I know. Like a snow, but not that. What is it called?
Not snow caps.
But I know it has like the...
Like a grimace is almost shaped like one.
That might be chuckles. I'm trying to think of their shape, though.
I do know what you're talking about. I don't know the name.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean?
I can definitely see it in my mind.
It's like an old-timey candy.
Yeah. To me, it's like the candy store scene from Willy Wonka type of candy.
Yeah.
I don't know where you would get that nowadays.
Gumdrop. I guess I'm thinking of gumdrops.
Hey, Siri, what candy is shaped like grimace.
Gumdrops.
Could be gumdrops. Could be gumdrops.
She's confused.
But they didn't have them? What were you smelling? Did you get to the bottom of it?
Did they not have the dots?
You know what? They didn't have dots. I think it was just a full-on invention of my mind. I think something reminded me of it.
Right this way. Enter Dr. William Bonker's Palace of Candy. I'm Dr. William Bonker's. Let me do a front flip.
Whoa. I thought you couldn't walk.
Why?
I don't know. You were sitting in a chair and then you front flipped.
Because I was sitting in a chair, you thought I couldn't walk?
I don't know.
Did I have a blanket over my legs?
No. I don't know. It's just if you knew I was going to be here, why were you in the chair?
Interesting. Well, already out of all the contest winners, so far, you're my least favorite.
Oh, sorry.
What's everyone's deal? Like, does everyone have, like, a specific deal? Like, a weird little thing?
I can't stop eating candy. Anytime it's in front of me, I put all of it in my mouth.
Oh, yes, that'll serve well in my factory. How about you?
Well, I don't think I have a deal, per se. I mean, I'm a little rich boy, but that's... Isn't that the norm?
That'll do. How about you, m'lady?
I can't stop chewing gum and I'm very small.
I didn't know our contest was open internationally.
Oh.
No, but stay,
no,
but stay.
Ollie, you didn't land that front flip. And you're powering through like you landed it. We all saw you not land it.
My ankle is severely twisted.
Would you like to sit down?
No.
You're sure?
Yes, I'm fine. We'll just do most of the tour out here. I'll just tell
you're
you what's
crying,
inside.
Sir.
No, that's candy.
Oh, give it to me.
Yes, have some candy.
Tears.
Now, I have some amazing candy that I've just concocted. Now, what this candy is, it's a small strip. It's just a few inches strip, kind of a long rectangle. You put it in your mouth and it's solid. And as you masticate, as your saliva hits it, it turns into almost rubber, and you start to chew it.
Masticate?
And you can blow bubbles. Yes, masticate.
Masticate? Saliva? Rubber? This is one of the worst descriptions of food I've ever heard.
No, try some. Just let me take away the wrapper and packaging. Okay. It's my invention.
It was in your pocket.
Yes, it's my invention.
I'll just pass it down the line.
Don't eat the tinfoil.
Okay, do you want it?
You know, I'll try it.
Yes, give it to him first. Mm.
Yes, and that's 100%.
And now masticate?
No. I call it Cinnaburst. It's my own invention.
Does it taste like cinnamon?
It's kind of spicy.
Yes.
As it went by my nose, it smelled like a gum I know of called Big Red.
And I can't stop chewing gum, and it smells like Big Red.
Oh, interesting. So you all live in, like, society? You have stores where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Do you want to have another go at that front flip?
No, I'm good.
No, try it. Yay, everyone's cheering you on.
I don't know. Your ankle is swelling up something fierce.
Maybe even just stand up tall.
Well, actually...
You're kind of hunched over like you're in a lot of pain.
No. This is how I always squint. Let me snap for my normal-sized workers. I have some normal-sized friends.
Hello, hungry boys and gals.
These are my hungry men. A term I invented.
Scene.
What are they carrying? Little trays?
7 feet tall. They're normal size.
They're normal size. I do love the spin of, like, this is a hungry man meal. It's like 40 portions of food.
Yeah. This microwaved meal in little pockets is for hungry men. Right.
That's like McDonald's used to have the Mighty Meal, which was like...
I don't remember that.
It was Happy Meal, but like twice the portions.
Yeah.
Oh, like for
And
adults.
They're like, it's for Mighty Kids. And I'm like, that's a weird... It's just weird. I mean, God bless, eat what you want, but it's just a weird spin to be like, for Mighty Kids.
Isn't just a big Happy Meal regular food?
Yeah, right.
Well, here, I will be taking no further questions.
I have a question because we brought it up earlier in the focus group scene, but what is something that you think that is like marketed to your demographic that you actually are like, yeah, I like this and I will keep using it?
Oh, there's
a TV
a lot
show
of
Supernatural?
There is so much stuff like that, which is like, because I know exactly, like Old Spice, like body wash. I'm like, I know exactly what they're doing and what am I going to do? Like, I got to buy it. Like, I need some body wash. Yeah. It's going to be Old Spice.
Yeah, yeah.
But I will like discount it because I'll find like my loofah is like pink with like purple trim, and I'm like, that's the one I'm gonna use. Fuck you, you're not gonna get me. And they're the worst ones; they right. fall apart like immediately.
I think for me, it's probably sadly Gatorade. I feel like my whole life, whenever I get thirsty, I always think back to the commercials of like a sweating an athlete
neon
who's
sweat.
Sweating mm-hmm. buckets, and when they drink it, it just it looks so good. Great it's almost image. Visceral. Where right. you're like, I can feel the sensation of it going into my body.
Yes.
And so I think whenever I'm thirsty, even though I'm not an athlete by any stretch of the imagination, I
no.
tend to go, no, thank you. I tend to reach for Gatorade because my brain is like, this is what will quench your thirst, even though right. water's probably best and I could probably do something else. But Gatorade is just constantly in my head as a thirst quencher.
That yeah. makes sense.
Even though, and that might be the slogan for Sprite.
Yeah, well, Gatorade and Sprite quench. Really cornered the market of like, we quench. Yes.
Could you imagine having a Sprite after a hot outdoor basketball game?
You just barf fizz.
yeah.
But Gatorade, Gatorade essentially, I love when companies have to like admit that they were bad by their next product. And Gatorade now has like their Pedialyte version called Gatorlyte, which is like, this one will actually hydrate you. Right, like,
whoops, sorry about
earlier.
I thought
that's what Gatorade was.
No, that was just like juice box.
Yeah,
like,
sorry, that was just,
yeah, juice box. But Gatorade was so satisfying because as a kid, you wanted to be really refreshed because you like work out so hard. You're like sprinting around outside. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you need that refreshment, but you also want fucking sugar.
Yeah.
And it's just a sugar bomb. So it's like double awesome. It's like a candy drink.
Yeah. And I remember when the flavors came out that were like Arctic chill. Like, being so blown away of like, holy, everything's changed. Yeah. Like, mom, everything's changed.
Mom, it's not just blue, yellow, and orange anymore.
Right. Marketing that recently just worked on me. It's usually like skincare products that I'm like, all right, whatever. I'll take all my money. But is a perfume that's called Missing Person, which sounds sinister. Sounds weird, but it's supposed
and it's from
to
My Favorite Murder?
Yeah. Yeah, it's but it's supposed to smell like it everyone is supposed to have like a sense memory when they smell it. Like it's supposed to be associated with someone from your past.
Oh wow.
It's like magical in that way, says the marketing. Work? And then I don't know. Do you want to I'm wearing it right now.
Oh my God.
I used to know a woman named Erin Keep.
I can't even smell it on myself anymore.
Yeah.
But I'll,
if I'm being honest, I don't think it smells nice, but I don't think it's not whisking me away into my mind.
I don't know
why
that like hurt my feelings, but of course it does.
Does it give you a sense memory of someone, Erin?
Yeah, no, I immediately smelled it and I got like nostalgic for something. And I was like, maybe because I know what it is. But I've been spraying it on anyone who comes into my home and everyone seems to be like, oh yeah, that does smell familiar, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, I guess I'm kind of like, what's the Nintendo Power Glove? Like I'm kind of getting an itch for that, a Game Genie.
You smelled Power Glove just now?
But like,
yeah, not me. I can't be tricked by smells. I can smell that all day. I won't think of anybody I love.
I stopped loving people years ago.
Oh, yeah. You can't get me with that type of stuff.
No way. It's a trick, dude.
I get tricked but I buy into things for like our generation, basically. Like I like coffee shops.
Oh, yeah.
I want to try every coffee place to see which ones I like. That type of thing. Like I don't go like the level of foodie of like small portions places, but I like to try all the food places ideally. Yeah,
for sure.
Is there any, just out of curiosity, is there anything that led to that from like Bourdain or Travel Channel?
Food
like,
wise?
Yeah. Cause I feel like our generation experienced a boom in culinary curiosity because of like Bourdain and Andrew Zimmerman. Whatever?
Yeah.
Like those Samantha Brown, right. Like those travel shows, I think.
For me, no, I never actually watched those. I did later on, but I like the social element of trying new places, like going with people and enjoying the food. I think that's mine. Yeah. I think I associate it with the only way I'm willing to treat myself also. Like I don't really buy nice things ever. And so it's like food is where I do that.
Right. The experience of it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I feel like the way I think is pretty like short term. So I just want to like have a good day and like eating food really does that. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, a good meal today. I'm like satisfied hunger wise and it was really yummy and had friends there. You know, it's like, great. That's all you kind of need. You know, I end up spending a lot of my money on that too. I feel like marketing doesn't really work on me in terms of getting me out the door to buy something. It just kind of determines like which one I get. Like when you were saying like, I need body wash. it'll like make me choose which one.
Sure.
But I don't think I buy more body wash. You know what, what I mean? Like, I don't really think I consume in that way. It just probably affects which choices I make, but not when I make them.
For me, the one that really always, it's always worked on me is like sunglasses advertisements. Because when you see like pictures of people wearing sunglasses, they look like they're like living the fucking best life in the world. They're always like on like fast boats and shit. Mm-hmm. And it's like everyone in a sunglass advertisement is on vacation. And in my mind, I'm like, sunglasses, a nice pair of sunglasses, is it like a vacation for your eyes?
Quick show of hands, who owned a pair of Oakleys?
I had the ones, hundreds
of pairs.
I had the ones.
I can look like that.
Good.
I don't know what it was with my family, but you just couldn't spend money in America. Like, you couldn't buy the nice regular version of it. Mm-hmm. So anytime we went to like Mexico or Israel to see my mom's family, I always associated those trips with like, I'm getting a watch or I'm getting knockoff Oakleys.
Yes.
But like, you could never get a treat in the city you lived in.
When I was 20, I got into a car accident and I got a big insurance settlement from it. And one of the only nice things that I bought was I bought a $300 pair of Dolce & Gabbana sunglasses, because again, the advertising absolutely fucking worked on me. And they were I liked them fine, but they were probably the worst sunglasses I ever owned, because I couldn't wear them for more than 10 minutes without like a huge red mark on my nose, because they were so fucking heavy. They were like Lady Gaga sunglasses, and they just they gave me a headache. They destroyed my face. And but they were so expensive, I wore them for like 6 years.
Right.
And then I was on the subway in Chicago once, and they were just like in the back like mesh of my backpack, and someone just lifted them off me.
Aww.
And I got home and I was like, someone stole the sunglasses. And I kid you not, my first emotion was absolute joy. It was like a curse had been lifted, like, because I would have never gotten rid of those because they cost so much money. But the fact that
that's
someone,
how Joseph felt about his technical coat. He's like, please, someone just
the
take
worst
it.
Coat on the planet,
because it's so heavy.
It's so nasty.
Yeah,
it's so nasty.
When they left, it was like a weight had been lifted off my chest. Like, thank God they're gone. I don't have to wear them anymore.
Knock, knock, knock. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. This is going to be weird. You don't know me.
Okay.
My name is Barry, and I have to apologize. I stole your hat from you. I saw a hat on your patio, and I really liked it.
Yeah.
And I stole it, and I am here to return it.
This is so... When did you steal the hat?
Like a week ago.
Yeah, the guy who lived here a week ago died.
Are you serious?
In a plane crash, yeah. Like 4 days ago.
Are you serious?
I'm his brother.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss.
I'm sorry this is how we're meeting. So have a great rest of your day.
Well, hang on. Oh, thanks even for saying that as you're grieving.
Closing the door as
I'm
well.
I'm just sticking my little nose in the doorway there.
That is a really good strategy, because I'm definitely...
You would have slammed it on my foot, wouldn't you?
I would have slammed it on your foot. Yeah. I would have powered through the foot.
Bit, yeah.
I'm not going to do it on the nose.
Thank you for considering me.
You said Barry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do really need to emotionally get rid of this hat.
Sure.
It has been a bit of a burden ever since I've stolen it.
Mm-hmm.
And would you like it to remember your brother?
I guess the problem is we just had an estate sale, and it was quick.
Because he died 4 days ago?
He died, I guess, technically 4 days ago, yeah.
Wow. Okay, go ahead.
And so a guy bought the whole estate, and so we can't add to the estate, because I think the sale, it's very specific terms. The sale would be null and void, and...
Null and void?
Null and void. I'm a lawyer.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah, that's a contract term. Well, I apologize.
How about this?
Sure.
Does he have a gravesite or somewhere that you're going to be visiting, or that people can go pay their respects?
Yeah, and do you want the address? I can give you the address to
please,
that.
Please, yeah.
Okay, it's in Tucson.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that where his plane crashed?
Oh, can I ask? We've both been at this grave for a couple minutes. How did you know the Big Bopper?
Is that his nickname, or was this the... Oh, this was the musician, the Big Bopper?
Yeah, the Big Bopper.
I had no
Hello,
idea.
Hello, baby. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
That's all I know from the song.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, now that I know this little bit of information about you, I'm curious how you knew him.
Hello, baby.
Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot of us here. Fish. I was his accountant. We weren't super close, but he brought me a lot of business, and I'm definitely going to miss him.
Wow.
Hello, baby. Oh. That's all I really know about him.
How did you know the Big Bopper?
Big fan.
Big fan.
Just a big fan.
I didn't know it was the Big Bopper at the time, but I stole his hat, and I have a feeling it led to...
What, baby?
His balance hat.
His what?
His balance hat.
Oh, he used it to balance himself?
He died with that hat on the plane. He had a special hat that kind of balanced him out, so he always felt, you know, kind of centered.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Surely he died with that hat.
No, I stole the hat, I think, doing the math 3 days before he died. You don't think he got behind the wheel of the plane without his balance hat on? And
that's the only thing I'm thinking now.
He loved to fly.
I think you killed...
Why didn't Buddy or Richie stop him?
Why didn't what?
Buddy or Richie, why didn't they stop him?
You expect Richie Valens to get in the way of the Big Bopper? How do you think he got the nickname the Big Bopper? This guy was fucking 6'10", 382.
He bops him right out of the way.
You know Little Bunny Foo Foo? You know that story's based on? The Big Bopper?
I had no idea. That feels like the story is timeless. I didn't know it was based on him. Oh my God, this is such a... I need to get rid of this hat. Things have been nothing but bad since I stole this hat from the Big Bopper.
You killed... Can I just say, and I don't want you to feel bad about this, but I have to say it, you killed music.
Hey, man, you got to get out of here. He does this at every grave. He goes up and tries to make people feel guilty.
No, come on.
You got to get out of here, man. We kicked you out 3 times already today. Don't do this.
All right, I'm going.
How'd you know President Nixon?
I was a family friend.
Yeah.
How about you?
I am the one that first gave him the peace sign.
You introduced Nixon to the peace sign?
He was not a crook.
Everyone that dies kind of has a catchphrase. You know?
See?
Good.
I didn't think that's smart of like go to a celebrity's grave and do their catchphrase at the grave. Like, yeah, that's a fun experience to be like, that's going to be like a bingo card of like, I want to tick that off my...
I've never had an experience where going to a grave made sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it was like, I'm going here to grieve. It was always like, I need to act normal around the grave, because I don't have the experience of like being in a graveyard and being like, I'm really remembering this person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it feels very like far away from them, actually.
Yeah,
yeah.
So my association with graveyards is like, I need to not stand weird and not get mad about how many mosquitoes are biting me.
You don't want to ruin someone else's experience, kind of? Is that what it
is?
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah. And just like, it's such an uncomfortable... You feel like there's a right way to be sad. And right, the times I've had to be at graveyards were like, you know, grandparents. It's like people who like, I was sad died, but... or like, you know, I had a friend die, but like the graveyard isn't where I felt like I was going to be doing my grieving.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like you got like, I'm really uncomfortable at times at parties where I don't know a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And a funeral is that, but like not the party atmosphere. And so you're like, don't be wrong here.
Yeah. There's like a presentation to it where it's like, it's weird to be like, I'd have to stand on their bones and be like silent and lost in thoughts.
What are you doing at funerals? Are you standing on the bones?
Not a funeral, but at the gravesite.
Yeah.
But I don't visit any relatives' gravesites. Yeah. I have friends who passed, and it's like during life I think about them and remember them and celebrate them, but it is a weird presentational thing of like, it's almost for, maybe in like small towns it's for show or something, or like I know a lot of TV and movie portray people sitting at the grave and being like, if you could just see Dylan now, he's all grown up. And I'm like, does anyone do that? Does
I just
anyone
got really
Dylan
emotionally
to...
invested in your hypothetical fictional situation.
Dylan doesn't even get to know his dad.
I was like, Dylan will never know his dad.
I'm like, I've never seen anyone do that. And in my sick brain, I would think it was like presentational of like they want the town to see that they're...
Yeah.
It's just weird. It's just, I mean, go through your own
process.
Unless
you like went to your friend with the graveyard all the time and then he ends up in the graveyard. Yeah. We're like, man, we used to love coming here.
Now it's a whole different context.
Now it's a whole different context. Like, I feel like you want to be, you're going to grieve in the places that you were actually with them.
I went to Washington, D.C. when I was a kid, and my grandma took us to Arlington Cemetery there because her like grandfather or great-grandfather had died in the Civil War and had like a little obelisk there. And I felt like that was like, I was like, because no one was really sad about that guy dying because it was, you know, the Civil War. But it was like, oh, yeah, like that was a guy who was related to us and like, you know, from a couple hundred years ago. And that's interesting. But that was the only like time I've ever felt like, oh, it was worthwhile to go to the graveyard to be like, isn't that a little like piece of history or whatever?
Yeah. That makes me think like the gravestone and everything, that it's just like our living inability to let go of the idea that we will disappear. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, no, yes. I need a fucking thing here with my name on it.
Yes. Otherwise, mm-hmm. I'm gone.
Yeah.
It's not actually for the dead. It's for the people who are still here to go like, okay, we have a good way to do it. Like, it's okay. Yeah. Or, but yeah.
Totally.
That's tough.
The other thing, my grandma, my I never met him, so he's been dead for like, you know, 35 years, but she never remarried, but her husband died like early, and they bought like side-by-side plots like in a cemetery, and I always thought that, and she would go and visit his grave and stuff like on his birthday, and I always thought that was so weird to just be like, it's like controlling from the grave. Not that, maybe my grandma never wanted to remarry, who knows, but it just being like, wait for me here, like 35 years later, and it's like we're still
it's
not.
It's weird to go visit your own grave.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
that
right.
To be like, here's where I'll lay. You know,
it's
like,
oh.
I don't want
to
know.
No, I want it to be a surprise.
Yeah, yeah. Practice.
Yeah, put me somewhere. Do not tell me the location. But make it good.
It's like geocaching. It's like I don't want to know. I just want to. I want to have something exciting happen.
Yeah. Right. I also like, I wouldn't do that to my significant other. Being like, you have to be buried next to me.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
What if
you
meet someone else and they're like, that's a little hurtful to me that you're spending eternity
like
next
another
to.
Real old timey thing where it's just like,
you don't get to meet someone else.
In LA, they do like a movie screening at the big cemetery over here, and it's supposed to be like really cool and really fun. I've never gone, but I was always like, isn't that weird that everybody just like goes and smokes weed and watches like
Clueless.
Chucky or whatever? And it's like, I don't know. I don't really want to hang out in a graveyard. Yeah. I think they're kind of yucky.
I almost feel like that's a better use of a graveyard than just being like, this is this is the quiet square.
Right,
like,
right.
We all have to be like very, like we're back in school and we have to be like, yes, how are you? I'm so sorry. Like, it feels so weird.
Yeah,
Massachusetts graveyards were like gorgeous. So I grew up in a place where it was like a pretty place to walk.
Mm-hmm.
Because like that was like the first thing they staked out when they got here. We're like, what's a pretty place to be buried? So they're all like on the hill looking over the ocean. So I associate it with much more like daytime going for a nice walk, which is way better than sort of like the spooky, haunted.
We went to Denmark last year, like last fall. And I was just walking around a lot because there's just plenty of places to walk around. And I went to a graveyard in Denmark, and it was like truly one of the most beautiful things I'd ever been to. And it was like the graves were so spread out. It was in my mind, I was like, this is not an efficient graveyard at all. But like every grave had like different trees around it. Like it was like it was fully like each grave had its own. It must have been, and it was huge, but it didn't feel like the kind of place that they were like still burying people. But I was like, it was like a park. It was like a big, nice park. But yeah, it was truly wild to see like just how spread out everything was.
Bury people in beautiful gardens that people can walk around. That's way better. Mm-hmm. Like if it's just like a really pretty garden, you just go and sit.
They say everybody dies twice. Once when their human body ceases to exist, and again when their name is uttered for the last time. So for today, let us say for the last time, Dan Lippert. Are we good with that?
That was the last?
That's
one? That's
going to be the last time we say that name.
I unfortunately keep getting his mail, so I'm not sure how. Oh, but I can't say it again? I can never say his name again?
If we want to put this to rest, we cannot say his name again.
Well, what about, because I have like a picture of him in my house, and I'm sort of, when I think, I'm sort of speaking to myself, so I'm not saying it out loud. I'm not uttering.
Yeah.
But am I?
Thoughts aren't speech.
Okay.
Yeah, Darren, thoughts aren't speech.
So we can think his name all we want.
Dan Lippert. Sorry. Well, I have really bad impulse control.
Okay, mm-hmm. So now he's dead.
Well, that can't be the last one. We can't go out on that. That was because it was just a throwaway.
You want more pizzazz?
Well, you said like a really nice thing that made a lot of sense to me, but now I'm fucked up in my head.
Let's each do a take. Dan Lippert.
Okay. No, I think that was a good
Lippert.
One.
Dan Lippert.
Oh my God, he's alive!
Oh, no, I'm his brother. I'm his twin brother.
Whoa. Stan.
Yeah.
Stan Pippert. Dude.
What's up?
Hey. Yeah, Stan Pippert's in the stepbrother.
I took the first letter of my wife's last name.
Oh, you're Jewish.
Yeah.
Same.
That's such a cool custom.
I was wondering that about that guy, Juancho Hernan Gomez, if their last name is a mix of Hernandez and Gomez. Oh, yeah. He's a basketball player.
Have you watched Hustle yet?
I haven't, but I want
very good.
To. Yeah.
The inning's very, I mean, it plays out like a Disney film where you're like, I know exactly where this is going, but it's still a good journey.
Right.
Yeah. How good is he in real life?
Not very.
He's like not.
He's been on like four or five different teams.
Yeah, but he's not like a star on any of those teams, right?
No.
So it's interesting because they have all these real NBA guys in there, and he's like the lead of the movie. And it's like, of course they can't make it about like LeBron or whatever, but it's also like, well, I know this guy's not that good.
It's funny because they have a bunch of players where they're like, hey, Tyrese Maxey, I want you to meet my friend. And there's all these players who are like, oh, that's cool. And then they have Anthony Edwards, but they have him playing a character.
Right.
Because part of the struggle is the Hernan Gomez is supposed to beat him one-on-one. And so I think the producers were like, if he's playing Anthony Edwards, we all know he'd crush him. Right. So they're like, let's give him a name. And his name's like Kermit. And they're like, he could be Kermit.
Yes.
So it is a weird thing of like
Kermit.
Yeah. They neuter Anthony Edwards
and
to be
Anthony
like
Anthony Edwards as Kermit the Frog.
Yeah. It's like half real world, half character. Yeah,
I've always thought that was so funny. Maybe I'll be really famous one day and I'll want this, but where they're like, whoever, like Vin Diesel has it in his contract that he can never lose a fist fight or whatever.
Oh,
and it's like, I'm not going to like see him lose a fight in a movie and be like, he's so much less tough in real life. Like,
what would
how
be your version
people?
Of that? What would you like insist upon?
I can't even think of one.
I would insist upon, I would say I never have to say the phrase, I got it, I got it, I don't got it. Because that immediately makes me hate a character.
I love that that's like the one on your list.
Yeah. And it's happening to you in real life all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Well, you're in a softball league willfully.
And you're
just
overconfident.
There's like that Vin Diesel not like winning a fight thing is so weird because like now he's progressed to the point in his career where it's like, he should not have any more of those rules because it kind of doesn't matter anymore. But like, if it was my first film, I'd be like, oh, can I like not be like a racist sheriff in a town?
Right.
I would love for that to not be my first entry into like the public conception of me.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sure most people have seen Sopranos. The guy who played Paulie Walnuts had it in his contract that he would never be a snitch. Where he's like, I'll do anything,
that's
I'll say
hilarious.
Whatever,
that's
but you,
mine,
you will not have me snitch on anyone, otherwise, like, I'll walk or whatever. So they were like, whatever you want, dude.
Wow. So,
that's
he's like a real guy?
Yeah.
Tony Sirico, he was like a real, I don't know if he was mafia, but he was like a real tough guy. He was in prison a ton. He was sketchy, dude, yeah.
That's
go ahead.
I was going to say Danny Trejo does that where he likes to play bad guys in movies because he wants people to see, like, consequences happen to bad guys. Because apparently he's like a really nice dude and he'll like go and do independent, or at least he would like, you know, 10 years ago, he'd go to like student campuses and like do independent films, like no budget films for students because he wanted to help people enter into film.
Right. At some point word got out about that and he had to stop because like every single 18-year-old was like, let's get Trejo. Yeah.
Well, we know we can get him.
If you look at Trejo's IMDb page, you're like, oh. The guy did it.
Guy did
he definitely
it.
Did that.
A lot of shorts. Lots of shorts.
Like 40 web series about dating in the big city.
Yeah.
Well, I am a little bit mindful of Adel. I think you have to be at the airport soon.
Yes.
So I think, and we have had many scenes, many conversations, and many funs.
Whoa. Let's kick your ass out of town.
That's the whole podcast right there.
That's the whole podcast right there. This was so great to do in person.
Yes, thank you all so much for having us.
Up there with my favorites. I can't say my favorite because other people get their feelings hurt. You know.
Let's list some of the people who are too sensitive to...
all right, fine.
Ryan Rosenberg.
Adel, when you miss your flight, will you go, I got it. I don't.
Because you will be hating yourself at the time, so it'll be appropriate. If you're anything like me, you don't have to.
Now, of course, we have Hey Riddle Riddle, which people can listen to free episodes and get on your Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
We highly recommend you all as
funny, funny people, which I know our listeners know already.
Of course.
And if you come on our Patreon, you probably... wait, do we have your guys' episodes on our Patreon? Or that's probably our main feed. You've probably only done...
One was main feed. I don't know about the...
We got a couple on
the
Patreon.
We do have a couple collabs on the Patreon. So you like what you hear here. Go over there.
Go over there.
Dan just did a guest spot on our superhero episodes. That was really funny.
And as soon as possible, we need you both back on the main feed. We wanted to have you on during the trip, but HeadGum Studios only seats 4.
Yeah.
I remember... I mean, hey, we had a blast at Earwolf. We did meet with HeadGum but when we were, like, picking where we were going, and they seemed really cool and nice, too. But they were, like, really early, and we were like, well, there's 4 of us. Do you have that many mics? And they were like, we can get more. And that to us was, like, a big deal that they were, like, that excited to work with us if they buy 2 more mics.
Right. So
but I guess they didn't get the 5th yet.
Please come back on soon.
Yes.
Great. Yeah.
Love to. Of course.
Anything else y'all would like to plug? Erin, where can people find you? What do you want to plug?
I have a new podcast that's like 3 months in called Sitcom D&D, where we play D&D, but sort of in a sitcom universe. They've both been guests. It's really fun. It's with my like comedy best friends from Chicago, awesome. Other than you guys, of course. Just the ones that were... Doesn't matter. I'm just digging my deeper hole.
Hurts to hear
it's
this.
It's already been 3 days since the big cousin stuff.
I know. Yeah. I've been only thinking about that.
Yeah, okay. Dan was like, how are you? Are you guys like close friends? And I'm like, we're not like each other's best friends, but I'm like, we're like very close friends, and I would say like siblings. And as I was saying siblings, Erin goes like cousins.
Well, here's the thing: I have 2 older sisters, and so I have a ton of male cousins. I don't know why.
Erin is all the time. Erin is actually close with a lot of her cousins.
I am super close with her cousins.
No, Erin's my feeling. Are hurt. Like, I got it. Well. I don't
get it. Adel, you please have to forgive me for that. But in the context of my world, that is a huge compliment to say you feel like you're my cousin. Okay. Because I love my cousins. They're so funny.
If I treated you like one of my cousins, our conversations would be like, what have you been doing the past 6 years?
We should talk more often. Maybe we'll email.
No.
You're one of my best friends.
You're one of my best friends.
Okay, that's sweet. Okay, now this is good.
Really sweet.
We fixed it. I fixed it.
Here comes the hug.
But sitcom
D&D. Yeah. And Adel, what about you?
Hey Riddle, and then I do another podcast to check out. It's an improvised fantasy podcast. I think everyone here has been on it, called Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Sure, funny. A lot of listeners know about it.
Yeah, Ryan played, was it a balding guard?
Yes.
Sir Balding?
Yeah, Sir Balding.
And I think Dan was on and played an alien who was obsessed with the Beatles.
Yeah, I think Drew and I were maybe named like John Lennon and Paul McCartney.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, check out Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Look, we have been having a nice time here, but I got to get serious with folks. If you haven't gone to biggrandewebsite.com and bought the live on set specials, there's 3 of them for sale, and there's 1 for fucking free, which is the deal of a century. Please go watch those. My wife and I were in stitches watching those, and she only thinks that I'm funny. And I was doing a lot of side jokes as well. I was getting in there, kind of like the 5th member.
MSTK 3000, somebody else's comedy.
I was trying to call out a lot of Mackie lines, a lot of Drew lines. I was doing pretty good.
So you were just going, that was a Mackie line?
I was saying, Mackie! But seriously, those are so fucking funny. And if you have not watched them yet, go to Big Round Eye website and watch them. They're so good.
Yeah, that's nice. Very kind. Thank you.
Well, thanks again for being here. Hey, Riddle.
We
want to thank all of our listeners and everyone that helps us with the podcast. Brian and Hannah and our wonderful logo from Annie and our song from Casey.
That's right. And we may not have put it up yet on our actual Patreon feed, but we will be editing the live episode we did with Mary Holland, Lily Sullivan, Oscar Montoya, and
Vic Michaelis.
That'll be up soon, so keep an eye out for that on our Patreon if you'd like to join that and haven't yet. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching if you watched. And thanks to Hey Riddle. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.